It's 21 past 8 on RM Breakfast, connecting all corners of the nation to high-speed broadband while at the same time transforming the economy and society. Sound familiar? That's the vision of Kevin Rudd's $43 billion broadband network, but it's also the sales pitch for a national broadband plan being presented this week to the US Congress. The world's largest economy lags behind many nations when it comes to broadband, and the aim is to connect 100 million households in the United States to 100 megabits per second service by 2020. Our tech editor Peter Marks joins us now. Peter, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Peter, why does the US need a national broadband plan? How far behind are they lagging?
Well, like us, they're concerned that they lag behind particularly some of our trading partners in Asia. US connection speeds, according to an Akamai survey, are less than 4 megabits per second on average. Now, that's given that broadband is now defined as being better than 5 megabits per second, Australia, note, is down at 2.7 megabits per second. So the US ranks 18th in the speed rankings behind South Korea on 14.6 megabits, Japan on 7.9, and it goes Korea, Finland, Sweden, France, Netherlands, Portugal, Canada, Poland, Norway. I could go on. We're about 26th on that list. Now, secondly, the US ranks 12th in terms of connectivity, that is how many homes actually have access to broadband. Australia's does very well in that. We have about 80% of homes. The US only has about 24% of the population on
that's five. Incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, so we're actually quite good in that respect. But of course, by not having broadband available to the general public, it's a dead weight on American business, according to Google chief executive Eric Schmidt. So the Federal Communications Commission has released a report which was put up to Congress, it was tabled to Congress this morning, called Connecting America, the National Broadband Plan. Now, it's part of the stimulus package, very similar to us, that was kicked off in February last year. They've moved very fast. They've had 35 public workshops, 9 field meetings. They've produced 75,000 pages of public comments. And the process was interesting. It was a very public and open process using the technology. So they use things like YouTube and Twitter for sharing information. And actually, interestingly, on Twitter, they have 335,000 followers. So they're really using, the Obama administration is really using this new internet technology.
So I think our parliament is due to vote on the NBN and moving that forward, the National Broadband Network, this week. How does the US plan, as it stands, as it's laid out so far, compare to what the Rudd government is proposing in the National Broadband Network?
Well, they are similar in many ways. They are going to connect 100 million households because their connectivity rate is so low to 100 megabit service. Now, the 100 megabit service is the objective of what we're doing. That's the peak, if you like. But in addition to that, the US plan is going to provide affordable access to every community to ultra high speed. Now, the language is funny here because in Australia we call ultra high speed 100 megabit. In the US they call ultra high speed a gigabit internet
much
connection.
Bigger.
It's 10 times bigger. And they're going to have these ultra-high-speed connection at anchor institutions, including schools, hospitals, and military installations. They're also going to make a new wireless spectrum available. It's on the 700 megahertz band, so it's particularly well-suited to smartphones, which they see a huge growth in internet usage, and it gets around buildings much better than the higher frequencies. Finally, they're going to target vulnerable populations and rural communities. So they want to make sure that it's an even playing field throughout the country. An interesting thing about the US plan is that the FCC is trying to promote competition between providers. So they're actually going to ensure transparency by providing software tools to the general public so that consumers can actually measure the actual speed they're getting, the latency, that's the delay, and the reliability of the connections. So they're actually trying to empower consumers to better judge the quality of their connection. And we should be doing that here too.
Yeah, okay. Well, competition is key to ours, but perhaps not going that far. Pete, thanks very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Peter Marks is our regular tech guru. It's 25 past 8 on RM Breakfast.